Protesters in Adelaide today have questioned Nick Xenophon's Senate replacement on his position on welfare reform. They're concerned Senator Rex Patrick plans to approve a policy that will give an automated demerit system the power to strip people in poverty of their payments, a bit like last year's robo-payment scandal. The Wire's Rachel McDonald has the story.
NXT shows the maturity. Kill this bill and back welfare security. NXT shows the maturity. Kill this bill and back
welfare activists outside Senator Rex Patrick's Adelaide office this morning. The Senate is expected to vote next week on reforms that could see a swathe of additional expectations placed on welfare recipients. Mr. Patrick is part of the Nick Xenophon team, which could have the deciding vote. These demonstrators wanted to know if the team has already struck a deal with the government.
In support of this legislation that will bring in punitive measures for people living in poverty. That's NXT's position, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay. So it's not. So you'll be pushing this legislation back. So this legislation.
I caught up with Zed Zurich, co-coordinator of the Anti-Poverty Network of South Australia at the protest, who says their concerns have not been heard.
They haven't responded to us. We've been trying to contact various senators such as Rebecca Sharkey, Rex Patrick, whose office we're at today, and of course Nick Xenophon, and we haven't heard anything. And I think the main reason we're here is to either have a chat with them and actually get their opinion on the bill and get some hard support from them, or either, yeah, protest them and just ask them, like, why are they backing such punitive measures again? Every bill we see, it seems like it's a constant attack on the poor. There's new things like the demerit point system. ACOS has already come out and said that it's going to affect 80,000 people already. Usually the breaches are for things like not making an appointment or you're like late on an appointment, even if you have a valid excuse. And we'll see with the demerit point system, similar thing to the robo debt, where it's all going to be on a computer. And so even if you're wrongly breached, you won't be able to just get it removed because it's already gone through a computer. And then there's also the increase in hours from 30 to 59 year olds, from 20 hours a week to 30 hours a week for mutual obligations, which is just insane. You're adding nearly double the amount of hours we already have. Anti-Poverty Network and our supporters are here to just question the Nick Xenophon team and also show them that this is just a ridiculous welfare bill and we don't like any of it, really.
So do you have personal experience with Work for the Dole programs yourself?
Not Work for the Dole, but I'm a job seeker myself, yeah. So I have mutual obligations. I've been living in poverty since I was 17 and moved out of home. So yeah, I have a very good experience with the welfare system and how punitive it is and how unbearable it is to live on.
So can you tell me a little bit about how difficult it is for you now?
Yeah, at the moment I am on youth allowance still, which hasn't been raised in over 30 years. I think it's the 31st year this year. And that's pretty much 50% below the poverty line. We talk about Newstart is $160 below the poverty line and youth allowance is about $300 a week below the poverty line. So yeah, Newstart and youth allowance is, yeah, really hard to live on. So yeah, you can imagine I'm living on like $500 a fortnight when, you know, 50% of that goes on rent straight away.
What would you say your main barriers are to finding stable employment?
The main barriers, I think, is just not even being able to afford food most of the week. There's many meals that I'll miss, and that getting to places like public transport, it all adds up. And if you're spending $20 a week just on public transport, you're eventually going to run out of money, and then how am I going to get from this place to this place? So a lot of people, especially low income people, are living in outer suburbs, and that's when it's really difficult to get to places. So yeah, your job agency appointments, or if you have a job meeting or an interview, yeah, how are you going to get there? Presentable, like you hear a lot about being presentable for your job interviews, and there's so many limitations, it's hard to name one, you know.
Zed Zurich, co-coordinator of the Anti-Poverty Network of South Australia. Meanwhile, the protesters weren't getting any answers from Mr. Patrick, who refused to go into details on his position.
What I'll say to you is that we are working through that legislation. We've knocked out a whole bunch of stuff that.
So the demerit point system, the NXT had knocked away the demerit point system, which brings in punitive measures.
We have knocked away a whole bunch of stuff that
about 10 different portfolios.
Same answer.
Got a question that
just gains
to,
again. I do.